WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and like it or not, many may have an ode to Taylor Swift at their party, like this woman in New Jersey.
We are doing Karma. It's a sangria purple-based drink, and it's going to be on our Taylor Swift bar cart.
Oh, and there's a football game, too, on CBS. After former President Trump said he warned NATO allies to spend more on defense or Russia can do whatever the hell they want, Nikki Haley responded on Face the Nation.
We do want NATO allies to pull their weight, but there are ways you can do that without sitting there and telling Russia, have your way with these countries.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu wants Palestinians out of Rafah so he can send ground troops in. Mideast expert Monica Marks told the BBC.
This is one of the world's worst, most tragic, looming humanitarian disasters right now. It's already been a disaster for months, and it's about to get far, far worse.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Hopes for reviving the expanded federal child tax credit got a big boost when the plan recently passed the U.S. House. If it eventually becomes law, advocates for low-income families say it would go a long way in fighting poverty. Here's Mike Moan.
The U.S. House passed a bipartisan tax bill that includes a three-year expansion of the child tax credit. Analysts say it isn't as robust as the one-year expansion from 2021, but a key provision would allow families with little or no income to gain eligibility. Tim Smeeting, a retired economist with the University of Wisconsin, says it could allow struggling households to address a big expense they haven't been able to cover.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
He says eliminating those debts frees up money for families to spend on children's needs. Despite bipartisan support in the House, the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, with pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that in the first year, expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 kids above the poverty line. The Center's Chris Cox says while there are calls to bring back the original expansion, this bill would still make a difference.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
Bill sponsors hope to get final approval so qualifying households could claim the credit on this year's taxes. Cox says if you file earlier, the measure instructs the IRS to make good on your return. Wisconsin has an earned income tax credit, but the state is often cited as having a regressive tax structure that hurts low-income households. Experts say the federal plan would ease that burden. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college basketball, Marquette beat St. John's 86-75. The Golden Eagles have now won seven in a row. Another shocking loss for Wisconsin, this time to Rutgers, who beat them by 22 points, 78-56. Great defense by the Scarlet Knights. The Badgers now with a four-game losing streak. I'm in Las Vegas covering Super Bowl 58, where the 49ers are looking to win the Lombardi Trophy for the first time since 1994. Quarterback Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant in the draft, says...
It's sort of been like the story of my life, you know, sort of being overlooked, you know, throughout high school, not a high recruit or anything, and life sort of repeated itself. I got drafted last.
Chiefs trying to make it back-to-back championships. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think just the opportunity to have a back-to-back championship. I mean, I got close a couple years ago and fell short. So just being able to be back on this stage and just having that opportunity and trying to make sure that we maximize that moment.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. From Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some flurries will give way to gradual clearing with highs in the lower 40s, light west winds. Overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies in mid-20s. More sunshine on the way for Monday. Highs once again in the lower 40s with a northwest wind. It's 30 at our studios.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact, it's on tap every day.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the stars here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This was written by Leo McCarey, who directed An Affair to Remember. Deborah Carr, Cary Grant.
Choosing the person that you want to share your life with is one of the most important decisions any of us makes, ever. Because when it's wrong, it turns your life to gray. And sometimes you don't even notice until you wake up one morning and realize years have gone by. We both know about that one, Alex. Your friendship has brought glorious technicolor to my life. It's been there even in the darkest of times. And I am the luckiest person alive, that gift. I hope I didn't take it for granted. I think maybe I did. Because sometimes you don't see that the best thing that's ever happened to you is sitting there right under your nose.
Clouds at the keyboard.
Affair has enough punch in it?
Hmm?
Our love affair.
Oh, well, now that you mention it, Jimmy.
Because I got a new arrangement on it.
Oh.
Oh, it's a dynamite love song. Just made order for you. I'll play it.
Such fun, we'll be the envy of everyone. Those famous lovers, we'll make them forget, from Adam and Eve to scarlet and red. When youth has had its merry flame, we'll spend our remembering to happy people who say on the square, isn't ours a lovely love affair?
Here we are, two very bewildered people. Here we are, two babes that are lost in the wood. We're not quite certain what has happened to us, this lovely thing that's so marvelous. But right from here, the future looks awfully good. Our love affair was meant envy of everyone. Those famous lovers will make them forget.
From Adam and Eve to Scarlet and Brett,
when youth has had its merry fling, we'll spend our evenings remembering. Ooh, happy people who say on the square, isn't ours a lovely love?
That's so sweet.
He's obsessed with this one woman who wrote me.
You serious?
Yeah, she wants to meet me at the top of the Empire State Building.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's like that movie.
What movie?
An Affair to Remember. Did you ever see it? Oh, God. Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. Is it Carr or Kerr?
Kerr.
Okay. She's going to meet him at the top of the Empire State Building. Only she got hit by a taxi. And he waited and waited. And it was raining, I think. And then she's too proud to tell him that she's crippled. And he's too proud to find out why she doesn't come. But he comes to see her anyway. And I forget why, but oh, it's so amazing when he comes to see her. Because he doesn't even notice that she doesn't get up to say hello. And he's very bitter. And you think that he's just gonna walk out the door and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs. And
so you're all right.
She's fine.
And suddenly he goes, oh, I saw the painting. And he like goes to the bedroom. And he looks and he comes out and he looks at her. And he kind of just, they know. And then they hug and it's,
that's a chick's movie.
I would say so.
What kind of a person would write to someone they heard on the radio?
I would have sent it to you, but I didn't know your address until today. She wanted you to have it, remember? So, that's the reason I... Goodbye, Terry.
Goodbye, Nikki.
I painted you like that with the shawl. I wish you could have seen it. Kobe said it was one of my best. I didn't think I could ever part with it. But, well, there was no reason to keep it any longer, and I couldn't take money for it because, well, you know. So, Kobe told me a young woman came into the gallery and she liked it. She saw in it what I hoped you'd see, so I told Kobe to give it to her. Because he said she didn't have any money, and not only that, she was anyway, I told him to give it to her. Kobe said she wanted it so badly, and so I told him to give it to her. You know, it's the Christmas season and all that, and you know me, holly in my heart.
Why didn't you tell me? If it had to happen to one of us, why did it have to be you?
Oh, it was nobody's fault but my own. I was looking up. It was the nearest thing to heaven. You were there. Oh, darling, don't worry, darling. If you can faint, I can walk. Anything can happen, don't you think?
Yes, darling, yes, yes.
As you know, this is my last night, so I would love to sing a song for you that is very close to my heart.
This is Deborah Carr.
Love was born with our first
Leo McCurry doesn't get enough credit for the music he wrote. He used to think about what to do next in his next job as a director, and he'd sit at the keyboard, and his fingers would move over the keys, and he would, but then he would come up with some pretty good stuff, like, well, like that. Here's Tony, a Frank Sinatra hit.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled. Still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
Cyril Ornadell wrote this.
There could never be a portrait of my love, for nobody could paint a dream. A portrait of my love, for miracles are never seen. Anyone who sees her the sky above to try and paint a portrait of my love. It would take, I know,
of the Stars. Barbra Streisand, next up.
I'll take romance.
Edie Gourmet.
While my heart is young and eager to fly, I'll give my heart a try. I'll take romance. I'll take romance. While my arms are strong and eager for you, I'll give my arms their cue. I'll take romance. So, my lover, when you want. Real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. Mm-hmm. take a chance, I'll take romance.
Again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. We've been getting lots of cards and letters from you folks out there in the television land, and we surely do thank you for all the cards and the letters from you folks out there in the television land. Starting us off tonight is our trio, the Lemon Sisters. And girls, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters, You Folks Out There in Television Land.
Lant.
An
appropriate number. One and two and... Turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number. Wonderful, wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's that man with the deep, deep voice, Larry Looper. Larry, what are you going to sing for us, Larry?
I'm going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters.
I'm sorry that number has been taken.
Well, I'll sing The Funny Old Hills then.
Good. One, and two, and... Hold it just a moment. The bubbles don't come till the end of the program. Turn off the bubbles. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry Looper, for that wonderful number. And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One, and two, and... No, that's not it. Thank you so very much. Now here's that young man about town from the brass section, Stony Stone Dwell, to sing Please.
Please. Lend your little ears to my pain.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful. And now on with the show.
Thank you. Janet Lennon proves that little sisters can be helpful as she helps big sister Alice get ready for an important date.
Hey, sis, how about giving me a hand or I'll be late for my date?
Okay, I'll do anything for Richard.
Everybody loves a lover. I'm a lover. Everybody loves me anyhow. That's how I feel. Wow, I feel. Vienna, I should worry, not for nothing. Everybody loves me, yes they do, and I love everybody since I fell in love with you.
Alice is gonna sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One and two and... Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Just pull it. Pull it. That's it.
In the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gee, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dee, 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 dee,
dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee,
dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee,
dee, dee. Wonderful, wonderful. Turn off the bubble machine. Help! Help!
Ah.
record for Lawrence Welk, Calcutta.
John! Marcia! John! Marcia! John? Marcia. John! Marcia? John! Marcia? John! Marcia. John. John. Marcia. Oh, John. Marcia. John, Marcia. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. Oh, Marcia, Marcia. John, John. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. John, John, John. Marcia, 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 Marcia. John, 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 John. Marcia. John. Marcia.
Now sit back and enjoy the show selected especially for public television.
That was Stan Freeberg, and this is the Music of the Star. Lawrence started his career in Kenosha County.
Your host for this Lawrence Welk Show. This program was produced in 1979, the same year Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, Three Mile Island was in the news, and Barbara Mandrell was voted Entertainer of the Year by the Country Music Association. In that year, people were watching Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, The Love Boat, and Fantasy Island. On Broadway, Sandy Duncan starred in the revival of Peter Pan, and Mickey Rooney and Ann Miller were sensational in Sugar Babies. Evita and Sweeney Todd also debuted on Broadway in 1979. Popular music in 79 included YMCA, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, and You Don't Bring Me Flowers by Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond.
Lawrence Welk's first book was called Wonderful, Wonderful, which was an autobiography. It was on the bestseller list for many weeks. He has another book called, believe it or not, A One, A Two, which is says Life with My Musical Family. Would you welcome, very charming gentleman, Mr. Lawrence Welk. I think these guys are auditioning just in case things fall apart here. They're ready to...
My theme, Buckles in the
they
Wine.
They got the theme down? How did that start?
One of the things that you have never taught Doc how to do is the opening like this. I'm going to teach it to him before I leave today.
When did you first do the Champagne Bubbles?
Oh, it started at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I don't know that we talked about that on the show. Did somebody come up with it? Or
no, I had a style, and we had a very small band. I couldn't afford to hire an arranger. I used to buy stocks and tear them up, you know, and work them up with the little band I had. And when we first played Coast to Coast, a great many people wrote us letters and said that our music was different. They said it reminded them of Champagne. And when so many letters came in along that line, we called it the Champagne Music of France Welk. And it stuck.
Boy, has it ever. How many years altogether have you been on television? I remember when you first went on television, I was working out here in the early 50s, and you started from one of the ballrooms, I think, locally.
We started in 51 at KTLA for 4 years, and on July 2nd, 1955, we went coast to coast. We've been on television ever since.
That's a long run.
This is our 20th year.
20 years. Well, you're right up with us.
That moon, or maybe it's that tune playing as we gently sway. Or maybe it's the fact that I love you. Can't really say how I got this way. My heart whispers a refrain like bubbles in the wine every time you're close to me. I needn't drink champagne for feeling quite insane. Light me up and sets me free. Someday I may lose you, but no matter how fate may go, apart or together, when I think of tonight, I know I'll hear in this heart of mine music like the pretty bubbles in the wine.
My sponsor, Matty Rosenhaus, with the J.B. Williams, called me and said, Lawrence, we still believe in you, and if you'd like to go some other route, we'd be very happy to sponsor you. Well, that's a pretty good feeling when you have a sponsor and also an orchestra. All we needed is some television station to carry us. Don Featherston, man that you know very well, sent out a whole bunch of wires, and by the next morning, we had a syndicated show.
And you're seen now, I understand, on more stations than you were when you were actually on
Network
anyway.
A little over 250 stations this year.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. How many people would you reach every week with that? Have you made an estimate?
I would say we reach approximately around 30 million people.
Oh, that's just incredible. Who's been the most influential person in your life? We talked about your beginning back in the Midwest and your folks briefly, but I don't think we've talked about who really has exerted the most influence in your career.
Well, I'm not sure if you could put it down to one person, because what we have is a musical family, and we have a great many people, great many musicians and singers and right-hand people that have been with us 15, 20, 25 years and even more. And it's the strength of the musical family, I think, that has kept us going all these years.
The Music of the Star will be right back on most of these stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Music of the Star. And weather next.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. CBS.